Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. The Houston Wrestling Tracks here with David Burton. Merry Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve. I hope you guys are having a good week, being safe, and like most people. Probably shopping and whatnot. I'm chilling. I ain't going down on Christmas. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, David, what you got going on?
I just saw some of what was going on with AEW last night, and seeing Kyle O'Reilly making AEW debut, which I knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to bring back the Undisputed Era again. I've got to be honest, that's the way it looks.
And we got Bobby and Fish.
If that happens, I think it's going to be a watered down Undisputed Era.
Yeah, but they can't use Undisputed Era though, because that's WWE thing. So what do they call themselves?
There'll be a different name, but yeah, a watered down version of the group. And I love Adam Cole. I'm a fan. But in terms of watching him in AEW, I can't do it because it's hard to watch. He went from being a serious in-ring competitor, a grappler in NXT, to play wrestling with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the same. It's like he's watered down. So I don't think anything's going to change if they decide to do that in the 80s, because it looks like it's going to happen that way. And then the Young Bucks coming up saying, I thought he was with us, but what's going on with O'Reilly and Fish? We're judging.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a good job pointing that out. Like, I thought she was with us. I don't know, you're running around with these guys. Like, make a choice. So the way they set that little angle up, that part was cool. So that should be interesting to see how that goes. And then you had Sting and CM Punk and Darby Allin teaming to defeat the Pinnacle, FTR and MJF. That was a pretty interesting, decent match. Seeing all of them walk out, well, not all of them, but seeing Punk walk out and seeing face paint was a different sight. But that was pretty decent. It was okay for what it was worth. As I said before, Sting is limited, which is the reason why he's only been doing tag matches.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it for AEW. I didn't see too much of it. I did see some of the highlights for NXT and seeing AJ Styles. And Grayson Waller, that was cool.
Yes, sir.
Seeing them two go back and forth and exchange words, I don't know if anything's going to come out of that, but that was cool. And we do know New Year's Eve there's going to be two title matches. We're going to see a triple threat match, the NXT Women's Championship between champions. Of course, Mandy Rose and Raquel Gonzalez and Carla Jay competing in a triple threat. And then, of course, the NXT Championship will be a rematch. It's going to be Braun Breaker and the champion, Tommaso Ciampa.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, New Year's Eve will be the first NXT to take place in January. Just days before Day 1 and days before the Royal Rumble.
In the meantime, before we do that, Christmas night, I do believe, Christmas night, we're going to do AEW broadcast Christmas night, and then New Year's Eve night, I think. No.
No, it's Christmas night.
Christmas night. They had something else going on, too. In addition to that, that's going to be interesting.
A special episode of a Rampage. And no, no, this Rampage will not be live. It was recorded. Just like, it will be recorded just like every other Rampage. Of course, SmackDown that will air tomorrow was also recorded. Mm-hmm. Of course, SmackDown will be highlighted by the big gauntlet match. The winner of the gauntlet match will face Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental Championship at day one. Of course, that will take place tomorrow night, Christmas Eve edition of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Which is smart, but let's do SmackDown early so the guys and girls can be home with their families. Pretty cool. And, of course, with that announcement being made, we all know that another match was added. So, Nakamura will definitely be defending his Intercontinental Championship. To go along with all the other matches that are scheduled to take place at day one, January 1st, which will be a Saturday, and you will see the WWE Championship defended in a fatal four-way. This is going to be Biggie's biggest title defense yet. He has to defend against Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Bobby Lashley. Of course, we know the Universal title, Brock Lesnar will challenge Roman Reigns. We know the SmackDown women's SmackDown tag team title, the Usos and the New Day will face off again. You know, that's getting old. The New Day and the Usos, back and back, on and on and on. That's getting old, seeing them go together.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting old, seeing the two of them go at it over and over like that. But we also, the Raw Women's Championship will be on the line. Becky Lynch will defend against Liv Morgan. And Liv Morgan's been red hot right now. Some people are going on record saying that she may beat Becky Lynch and win the championship. And it's a good chance that might happen with the role she's been on. That's going to be interesting.
If you missed the video, she took it personal. She went to Becky Lynch's school, Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch's school, and what she thought was an attack on Becky Lynch was one of her students to be a lookalike.
Yeah, she attacked Becky Lynch. I saw that and I was like, whoa.
Well, at the time, no, that was one of her students to look like Becky Lynch. And then she got Becky. She almost got a little piece of Becky, though.
You know, one of the things I need to bring up is, one of the big talks right now is the recent passing of Corporal Crushner. For those who don't know, Corporal Crushner was a big mid-card guy back in the mid to late 80s in WWE. He was sort of Hacksaw Jim Duggan type, all-American guy type person, walked around in the camouflage and the face paint and had the American flag. He was a big mid-card guy for the WWE back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And he just passed recently. I believe it was today, earlier this afternoon. That was a surprising passing.
I want to congratulate Bret Hart on the Canadian Walk of Fame.
Yeah, drives Law and Order. And you know, this guy, I have to say this, that all that bitterness he still has, he needs to get rid of that.
What do you mean?
You survived a stroke, you survived cancer, just focus on being alive and let all that bitterness go. The fact that this guy is still holding on to grudges is mind-boggling. Stop being a bitter old man and let it go, right? Let it go. Just focus on being alive. Because, God forbid, he catch something else, he may not survive it. So he needs to let all of that go. Another thing people are talking about is the legendary Ric Flair and his stupid comment he made about Daniel Bryan, about how Triple H made Daniel Bryan in the WrestleMania 30 match and gave him the best match of his career, which is completely false. Saying he's not a Kenny Omega, saying he's not a Ricky Steamboat, saying he's not a Ric Flair. Yeah, you're right. He's not Kenny Omega. He's better than Kenny Omega.
Oh.
Extremely better.
Oh.
Gave Omega the best match of his career. Gave him Hangman Adam Page the best match of his career. And on top of that, that was the best match in the history of that company. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell is going on with Ric Flair. Ric Flair has officially lost his mind. I think the headshots has gotten to him.
Yeah.
For him to make a stupid comment like that is ludicrous. Stupid, stupid, stupid thing to say.
And by the way, my opinion, one match that we would, unfortunately, would never see happen in this life. It all depends on what happens in your dreams. It would have been awesome. A submissions match between, you could do a whole lot with that. Submissions match, 2 out of 3 falls match, Iron Man match. Unfortunately, it's happening only in your dreams with Daniel Bryan and the Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah.
You can go so many ways with that. You can have an Iron Man match, have a submissions match, you can have a 2 out of 3 falls. You so much with that. Unfortunately, that what happens in your dreams.
That would have been an awesome match.
Yeah. And I've noticed that their careers are eerily similar. For example, Chris Benoit, he was an Evolution member at WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan, Wrestle Evolution member at WrestleMania. Both matches for the World Championship. You know, as a little bit eerie, but obviously it's coincidence. But just a tiny bit eerie, a little bit.
Both took on threat matches, they won the World title. They both won the World title by submission.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is you got Benoit winning at WrestleMania 20, Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania 30, both beating Evolution members, yeah.
Every night I wonder what we can go back in time and change one thing. What would have happened if Triple H won that match?
Triple H needed to win that match.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of things I would have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. Like WrestleMania 30, you have John Cena and Bray Wyatt. I would have had John Cena lose the match. And to be honest, he should have lost the match.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I would have had The Undertaker not face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. I would have had him face someone else, and I would have had Undertaker win. Because, to be honest, the reason The Undertaker lost is because he had Brock Lesnar. And it had to make sense.
Yeah. I said,
Brock Lesnar was the only man to do it.
I said this before. The Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana, it is cursed when it comes to streets.
Yeah.
You have
I said before, he should Taylor had never been booked against Lesnar. I knew when the match was made, The Undertaker was losing.
Yeah. If you are an active competitor, boxer, wrestler, whatever, and you have a streak going, work at the Superdome, you're going to lose. That's just my opinion. I think this is a building. I think is cursed when it comes to a streak. Undertaker, Asuka. I'm just saying.
That is true. I forgot about Asuka. Her streak losing to Charlotte at WrestleMania 34. The Undertaker losing to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. That's true.
And speaking of streaks, yeah. I want to nod my head a little bit. Give a nod to Floyd Mayweather. 50-0. Yes, the Big Show counts. At his match at WrestleMania 34. At WrestleMania 24. Yeah, counts in his record. So,
his win to Conor McGregor also counts.
Mm-hmm. He's 50-0. And I say it again. If Floyd Mayweather had a boxing match at the Superdome, he's going to lose. And everybody's going to be shocked as hell.
Wait, say that again?
I'll say it one more time. If Floyd Mayweather had a boxing match at the Superdome, he's going to lose.
Uh-huh.
Everybody going to be shocked.
You know, you bring up a pretty amazing point.
I don't know if it's the building. I don't know if it's the planning. Whatever the case is, something happens at the Superdome for a streak to lose.
Man, I tell you what, there's WrestleMania, the next WrestleMania 38, to be held in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The AT&T Stadium, both nights. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what matches they're going to use.
I hope to God people be excited, have a good time. But I know one thing though: 3 hours before the party, there's gonna be a party. 3 hours before WrestleMania, gonna be a party with Ric Flair, featuring Jake the Snake Roberts. I believe Kevin Nash will be there.
Dallas Page will be there as well.
Go to Eventbrite.com and search for the party, Ric Flair party. Go to Google.com. Search for Ric Flair party. It's $99. You have to bring your own tent. You have to bring your own stuff. You can use bars, drinks, everything else. Check it out 3 hours before WrestleMania.
That's pretty damn interesting.
$99. Yes, sir. Now, I'm not saying...
Yeah. That's good, though.
And by the way, don't go over there thinking you get to party Ric Flair himself. He might not be in that vicinity. He'll be there, but he might not be accessible. I'm just saying.
Not only that, you can also... Not only that, you have to purchase tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can either... And let me say this. Your tickets have to be delivered to you.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of deliveries, that's how they're doing it now.
Oh, yes.
Whatever show you go to, with this pandemic going on and continuing to go on, there are no more box offices. Box offices are closed, so you physically cannot go to the arena and purchase your tickets. You have to purchase your tickets online. You can either have the ticket physically end up on your phone with a barcode, and when you get to your arena, it'll be scanned, or you can have your tickets delivered to you.
Speaking of delivery, our show is brought to you, as always, brought to you by Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. That's 888-712-2587. Back of Deliveries and More.com. If you have a CDL license, you can drive trucks and get paid. Back of Deliveries and More LLC. .com more information. Now, Before we get to WrestleMania, have a wonderful time. We got to go down this bumpy yellow brick road called the Road WrestleMania. And the first stop is the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bumpy ride, man, before we get to WrestleMania.
And it's going to take place on a Saturday, not a Sunday. This will be, I believe it's going to be the first Royal Rumble to take place on a Saturday. I believe, could be wrong. But this Royal Rumble 2022 will be held on a Saturday. Next year, SummerSlam 2022 will also be held on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the company is doing this, but most of their pay-per-views will be on a Saturday.
Wow.
That's going to be new.
I have to go on my pick. I am picking Brock Lesnar to win the whole Rumble match. It's outlandish. I'm going with Brock Lesnar.
No, I once somebody said something, and he's like, you know what? Maybe Cesaro may end up doing this thing.
Yes, sir. Now, you have your opinion on DraftKings.com. When we get to the Rumble, click on WWE, put your bets in. And if you're right, you get paid. DraftKings.com, search for WWE.
Absolutely. I did see Impact, and I saw one of the grandest things I've seen in a long time. And Matt Cardona had a big contract signing with Moose and W. Long T. Fortunately, it didn't win well. They got into a brawl. Morrissey walked off, leaving it just Cardona, the former Zack Ryder, and Moose. The two of them brawl, and it ended up with Zack Ryder accidentally hitting his fiancée, Chelsea Green, with a chair. He was aiming for Moose. Moose saw it coming, got out of the way, and she took the chair shot.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to watch a woman get hit by a chair. That's the second time I've seen that happen. I know it happened once in WWE when Chris Jericho accidentally hit Stacy with a chair, Stacy Keebler, with Test. So that's the second time I've seen a woman get hit with a chair like that. But yeah, that was hard to watch.
Well, wow, that's a lot.
Of course, we have a big triple threat match at the next pay-per-view, which I believe is called The Kill.
Oh, yes.
Moose will defend the Impact World title in a triple threat match against both Matt Cardona and W. Morrissey. W. Morrissey is the former big cast of WWE. And again, Matt Cardona is the former Zack Ryder. Which is actually his real name, by the way, Matt Cardona. Man, that's going to be, I don't know. I think Moose may still walk out of there with the championship, but hearing his comment that he said to Matt Cardona, saying how he was always, and he'll be nothing more than a mid-carder. Maybe it's a chance to just, Cardona might win the belt. I don't know. But I do know Matt Cardona also showed up at the NWA's last pay-per-view, attacking their champion, Trevor Murdoch, and challenging him to a championship match. Of course, the NWA has a working relationship with both Impact Wrestling and AEW. Mickie James, of course, is the Impact Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. And she is going to face Deonna Purrazzo at Hard to Kill as well. She's going to face her in a Texas death match. The first time that two females are going to participate in a Texas death match.
That should be very interesting.
Yes, the Texas death match was made famous by the Funk family. Dory famous. Dusty Rhodes, he's competed in a couple of those matches. The match has been done once in WWE. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting match. The match was also done in AEW once. It was the match where Lance Archer beat Jon Moxley to win the IWGP United States Championship. Mm-hmm. Of course, speaking of IWGP and New Japan, for those who don't know, every year on January 4th, they do the big Wrestle Kingdom show. Last year it was two nights. This year is going to be an unprecedented three nights. So you have three nights, part one, part two, and part three. And of course, another thing they do every year is they have their annual New Year's Bash pay-per-view that takes place at the Wrestle Kingdom every year. So that's four consecutive days of pay-per-view.
And you can't afford any of the streaming. Go to google.com, click on Watch Wrestling, the first link, and you're good to go.
Absolutely. And imagine that. Can you imagine paying for pay-per-views 4 days in a row? Mm.
I wish I would. Man, no.
I can imagine how that was back in the mid to late 90s, in the early 2000s. That would have been insane.
By the way, back to Hard to Kill. They'll be here in Dallas, Texas, January 8th at the Bomb Factory.
Yes, the legendary Bomb Factory. I've had the opportunity to go there.
I'm looking at it now. I thought it was a bar or something. It's a pretty decent building.
Yeah, it's a decent venue. The place is mostly used for a music concert.
Hey, look, as long as they got food, I'm there.
This is going to be the first time that the venue is going to be used for a wrestling show.
Well, wait a minute. They've had.
I think. I could be wrong. I think.
Yeah, Hard to Kill at the Bomb Factory years ago. I remember I was trying to sweet talk my mom to getting tickets to a couple of years ago, and I missed it.
Yes, the Bomb Factory is not a big venue. I believe it holds a little bit over 2,000 people, if my memory is correct. Yeah, it's not a big venue.
So please wear your mask.
Yes, it's... I have to say, it's about the same size as the old Impact rooms. You remember that back in the day?
That was back when there was NWA?
Yeah, when TNA was in the Impact Zone. Mm-hmm. About the same size, just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But yes, the legendary Bomb Factory will host Impact Wrestling. The legendary music venue holding a wrestling show. And as you stated, it will take place on January 8th, the week after day one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, AEW's next pay-per-view is not scheduled until February, which will be Revolution. But we do know AEW will have their New Year's Smash television special.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. New Year's Smash. Yeah.
Yes, that's the show you were talking about. You couldn't remember the name of it.
I think that is
right after Takeover New Year. I think it's right after New Year's Eve.
I see your New Year's Smash. Let's see what we got here. Oh, excuse my alarm a second. AEW New Year's Smash. When are you here? Let's see what we got.
Yes, this will be the second New Year's Smash show that they're doing. Second one in a row. And remember, this is not a Dynamite show. This is a live television special. Not to get people confused.
Yeah, it's going to be December 29th and December 31st. Well, a few days removed from Christmas.
Yes. So let me reiterate this again so that people understand this will not be a Dynamite, this will be a live television special.
Yeah.
Similar to WCW's Clash of the Champs.
Pay-per-view quality.
Similar to WWE's Saturday Night's Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a friend of mine saying they should bring that back, and I said, no, they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best they don't bring it back. Especially with the way the company is and all the recent releases and firings that they've been doing over the last year, year and a half. A lot of fans are pissed off the company.
Mm.
So it would be stupid for them to bring it back.
You gotta get rid of Nick Khan.
Yes, because Saturday Night's Main Event is special. Always was. Always will be. Every Saturday Night's Main Event show always drew very, very well. If they was to do one now, it wouldn't draw well.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, the only way I can see them bringing it back now is if they make it a WWE Network exclusive. That'll be the only way, because if they bring it back to NBC, it's not going to do well. So that would be their best bet. If they was to bring it back, it would have to be a WWE Network exclusive. So it doesn't air on television, so it won't get bad ratings.
Yeah.
But if they bring it back, if they was to do it and bring it back now and air it on NBC, it's not going to air well. Although, I will say this, SmackDown, SmackDown has been doing pretty well. I do know three and a half weeks ago, they drew over 3 million views, which made Fox happy, which made WWE happy. It was the first time in a little over a year that they actually got a little close past that. Now, SmackDown is doing better than Raw in terms of television rate.
That kind of sucks right there, man.
You know, Raw stays within the 2 million range. SmackDown hasn't been going over that. They went, and I made a mistake. I said 3. They almost went very, very close to 4, to having 4 million. But, yeah. Ladies
and
SmackDown is drawing the best out of all the WWE shows on television.
Speaking of SmackDown, it's going to happen eventually. Paul Heyman is no longer a special counsel.
Well, I'm kind of glad they did it that way instead of having Heyman just turn on, which would have been stupid. So, I'm glad they did it that way by having Roman fire him. And it's what I was waiting for. I was waiting. And it finally, and it came. He was like, you know what, Roman? You want the truth? I'll give you the truth. I'm protecting you from Brock Lesnar. That's the truth. Because you can't beat Brock Lesnar. Even though he physically didn't say that, that's what he meant by saying he was protecting him from Brock.
I mean, he's not wrong, you know.
No, he's not wrong. And I said this on the last show. Roman Reigns has only beaten Brock Lesnar twice, and the two times he beat him is because he took advantage of something that was going on outside of the match. Roman Reigns has never beaten Brock Lesnar on his own without any chicane. There was always some type of interference. Well, not always, but he only beat Lesnar twice. And the reason he won those matches is because of outside interference and causing a distraction. Which I'm not making an excuse, it's the truth. But that's Paul's point. Like, you've never beaten Brock Lesnar on your own without any of that stuff happening. Now the question is, can Roman actually beat Brock on his own?
Nah, the question is, will he go back to old faithful Brock Lesnar?
Oh, of course he is.
That's the question. Can you ride the gravy train one more time?
Well, to be honest, he never left Brock.
Yeah.
Remember what everything Brock was saying, the whole SummerSlam contract, he was like, I already looked over it with my advocate Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. Or after SummerSlam, no, not the SummerSlam match, but the Crown Jewel match, he said that, the contract signed. He was like, I already looked over it with my advocate Paul Heyman. And then he said after SummerSlam, he was like, Paul knew I was going to be there. Paul, why didn't you tell Roman that I was going to be at SummerSlam? So he technically never left Raw. Basically, Paul was doing both. He was being Brock's advocate and also being Roman Reigns' special counsel. And Paul could do both. And do both well. Remember, he did manage CM Punk. He did manage Curtis Axel while being Brock Lesnar's advocate all at the same time.
Yeah, I remember that.
He can do it all and do it all well.
I got a little problem with the Marvel world because y'all mother lovers. Y'all done sold out Spider-Man No Way Home. I gotta wait because y'all sold the sucker out. It was sold out.
Why didn't you do what I did? I bought an early ticket to see the midnight screening the day before the movie came out.
I ain't going to the midnight, you crazy?
Yeah. They haven't done this in a while because of COVID.
You're out too old to be doing all this stuff.
They do this with certain movies.
Yeah.
Mostly with the Marvel movies and the Star Wars movies and things of that nature, or a DC movie. But yeah, the day before the movie comes out, they'll have a midnight screening, and you can purchase your tickets either at the movie theater ticket window, or you can purchase them online, and that's what I did.
Yeah, I'm too old for all that. But anyway, y'all.
So I was able to see the movie early.
Yeah. Y'all suck. I'm hopefully going to see tomorrow, either tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. But gosh dang it, I'm going to see that movie. I heard it's incredible. This is the last installment.
No, it's not the last one.
Oh.
They're going to do another one.
Oh, wow.
They're going to do another
one. Oh, yeah.
It has been confirmed there's going to be another one. But that was the best one out of the group so far.
And Tobey Maguire stopped being the a-hole and be cool with people. You might come back.
Now, I'm not going to spoil anything, but that was an absolute classic.
Yeah. It's too bad Tobey Maguire is an a-hole, because he would be welcomed back and invited back. Because everybody knows he was the best Spider-Man of all time. But he's a jerk, therefore he's not coming back.
Let's not count their chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you haven't seen the movie and you're a comic book fan or a Marvel comic book fan, I advise see the movie.
And don't bring your comic books to compare the movie. Just watch the thing and enjoy it. Have a good day. And for the love of God, for the love of God, crying babies. That's a no-no. We're not doing that. No-no.
Hey, there were people dressed up as characters from the movie. There were people dressed up as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
When I went and saw the movie,
well,
I had a good time. It was one of the best times I had seeing a movie in the movie theater. And it was well worth the price of admission. So if you haven't seen it, I advise you to check it out and catch the movie.
Yes, sir. In the meantime, we're back to wrestling. We'll wrap it up for just a moment. Before we do that, I need to know your pick for the Rumble.
Well, I'm going out on the limb, and I'm going to say it's Cesaro.
I got Lesnar. You got Cesaro. What do you guys think? You can let us know at WrestleTracks@gmail.com or WrestleTracks@gmail.com. Tweet us in our DMs on Twitter, Facebook, and let us know your opinion on who's going to win the Royal Rumble. By the way, our annual end-of-the-year broadcast, this is how we're going to do this. I mean, I always do. We have a list of matches from all over the place, from any wrestling company on Earth. I'm talking about Earth with an F. any wrestling company on earth. All you gotta do, we're gonna break that down to 20, break that down to 10 for the sake of time. We're gonna leave a space, and we're gonna go from 2 to from 10 to 2. Leave a space. Last one left standing will be the match of the year. I'm gonna do that soon. I would like to do that Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve, the Lord willing. But it's gonna be soon. I ain't gonna count down matches. Every match that ever happened this year.
Absolutely. It's gonna be cool to look back on some of the best matches of the year.
Yeah. So if you got an opinion, send us your list at wrestlingtracks@gmail.com. We'll add it to the list as well. And we'll break it down and get the best 10 on the broadcast. So you need to check it out. Hopefully New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. Last but not least, before we take off, everybody, enjoy your Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Stay safe. And remember, COVID is still around.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be around people, wear your mask. Keep your hands clean. Be safe.
But we got to go, y'all. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate and enjoy. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Peace out.